The intuitive explanation of this is pretty straightforward. Initially, many firms faced strong competition, forcing them to charge a low price for cars. This allows a large number of consumers to afford cars and to enjoy the benefits associated with them. If all of these companies merged to form one company, the resulting monopolist would be able to charge a higher price for cars, since they would face no competition. The higher price of buying a new car would be too much for many consumers to afford. Obviously, all the benefits they would have received from having a new car are lost, so the main result of a monopoly in this market would be lower total benefits for the community.